the benefits of using sales assessments to avoid bad hires and accelerate sales. Authored by Doug Dvorak, founder and managing principal of the Sales Coaching Institute. How can you be sure each member of your sales team is contributing everything they can to your company's success? It's an interesting question, and one most sales managers would quickly answer by saying, "As long as they're making sales, I'm happy." However, it is important to look behind the sales. Through the effective use of sales assessments, you will learn things that can improve the individual salesperson, in addition to benefiting the entire team. By analyzing them thoroughly, you can even avoid making bad hires in the future, in addition to accelerating sales right now. What are sales assessments? It is important to set a range of criteria to see how effective a member of your sales team is performing. This includes setting clear targets and objectives, outlining sales methods and processes, and specifying how you expect the sales team to engage with your customers and clients. You should also make sure they understand how they are expected to close sales, tackle unpredictable situations, and make your product or service stand out from the competition. Who is the ideal sales team member? The use of hiring tools also helps us to filter unsuitable candidates early on, and thus reduce the strain on resources we use in the hiring process. Harriet Chan, co-founder and marketing director, CocoFinder. Ideally, you are looking for someone who can be empathetic with prospects and clients and has thorough product knowledge. Most importantly, anyone joining your team should reflect the values of your company culture. It is worth remembering that when a sales rep is taking a call or knocking on doors, this may be their customer's first ever contact with your company. Therefore, for better or worse, your sales rep is the first impression. And, you know what they say, you never get a second chance to make a first impression. This underscores the importance of hiring people who have the requisite sales skills to succeed and improve your company's fortunes. What are sales competencies? When you know the kind of candidate you want, it is important to know how to assess them. Sales competencies cover both aptitude and context. Each of these is important when it comes to looking at what someone has to offer your business, in addition to basic literacy and social skills, of course. How do you define sales aptitude? 56% of sales leaders say being engaged and attentive is the top method to gain a client's trust. There are 5 sales aptitude competencies. Coachability. A person is receptive to feedback, including receiving constructive criticism, and will use that information to improve their workplace performance. Curiosity. A strong desire to know or learn something. Intelligence. In sales, a successful sales professional will have the business smarts to fully understand your products, services, pricing, and target market DS. Prior success, knowledge of and experience in selling in the sector. Ideally, this person will have a tried and true sales methodology and a healthy customer base. Work ethic. How committed are your team members to going above and beyond to help your company scale new heights? How do you define sales context? Top sales professionals know how important context is when it comes to that first contact, as well as subsequent sales interactions. Timing is crucial, and knowing when the right time is to follow up or engage can be the difference between exceeding quota and struggling to keep up. Context is at the heart of every successful sale. As such, an effective and classic sales assessment exercise is to show someone a pen and say, "Sell me this pen." This exercise is a great test, as it gives the candidate an opportunity to demonstrate their product knowledge, at the same time as being able to judge how well they read the context. For example, do they think you'd be more interested in buying the pen because of its technical superiority, or because of all the creative things you'll be able to do with it? What is a personality test? We use psychometric assessments to measure aptitude, behavioral skill sets, and personality to identify what motivates the salespeople we hire. Sean Plummer, CEO, the annuity expert. Diverse types of products and services can require different personality types to sell them. This means some salespeople will be a better fit for different businesses or geographical areas than others. Here are a few examples of tests that you can perform to gauge if someone is the right personality type for your sales role. Situational judgment test. You ask a hypothetical question and see how a person reacts. For example, someone asks for a product that is not available in store. You could order it in, but a line is forming. What do you do? How the subject reacts to this can often be an indicator of their personality. Some might put the order through and then apologize to the next person they serve for the longer than usual wait time. Another might call for someone else to help. It is up to you to decide who is ideal for your team. Role play. Role playing is a wonderful way to give someone their first taste of client interaction. You don't want to make it too easy, but equally, you don't want to make it too challenging and ruin their confidence levels before they engage in the real thing. After the role play is finished, provide feedback that demonstrates how they could have been more effective. Remember, constructive criticism is about being firm but also fair. Praise what people do right, as well as noting what they do wrong. Sales simulations. Once someone has completed their intake training, a simulation is an effective way to gauge how well they retained knowledge and how well they can demonstrate your products or services. Ask your new team member to create a sales pitch and demonstrate it. This will allow you to assess how much they know, as well as how well they can show it. Case studies. Asking potential team members to give examples of when they had been involved in specific situations can give you an idea of how they have dealt with issues in the past. For example, ask them about a time they had to deal with a difficult situation at work, or a time when they had to work as part of a team. Of salespeople, 31% say establishing trust and rapport is key to making a sale. How to choose the best sales assessment for your team? There are a range of sales assessment tools available. What you choose depends on the type of hires you are looking to get and how to find someone best suited for your company's needs. Ideally, you want assessments that line up with your company's values, offer reliable information, result in valuable feedback, and offer detailed data insights and reports. Should you always be looking for experienced sales professionals? Regardless of experience, it is important to consider where a person stands before hiring them for your sales team. Basic skills such as numeracy and literacy are important, but it is also worth considering where they are in terms of their ambitions and desires. Experience can be beneficial when it comes to knowing the role and settling in quickly. It can also speed up the process of being able to demonstrate product knowledge and, if necessary, go off script and adapt. But this is not always ideal if, as NASP.com research suggests, someone is not committed to working in sales or is not suited to what they are selling, then it is very likely issues will arise. It may not happen right away, but experienced sales professionals might be prone to burning out or becoming frustrated more quickly. This, in turn, could have a negative impact on other team members, especially if they are younger and less experienced. The danger is that their influence could bring a team down, as opposed to aiding its success. Therefore, it is worth looking at all the attributes of a potential team member, and not only basing it on experience. Think of it in terms of being a coach. You need the right blend of youth and experience, innovative ideas and old heads to get the most out of your team. How do you avoid a bad hire? In general, more than half of all sales team members miss their individual quotas every year. This means there is less than a 50% chance that you will make a good hire that hits their targets. This then raises the question, what can you do to avoid making a bad hire in the first place? Sales assessment exercises allow you to evaluate your potential new team members based on data, rather than trying to guess if they are a good hire based on a firm handshake, how shiny their shoes are, or how much you like them. That's not to say you should dismiss your intuition entirely. In situations where you have two very comparable candidates vying for the same position, your gut may be all you have to go on when you make your final decision. Besides, If you're going to be spending that much time with them, wouldn't you prefer to work with someone you like? A behavioral sciences research press study of 6,764 salespeople in the United States found that 54% of the respondents experienced discomfort using digital technologies for sales meetings or presentations. An effective way to test how flexible someone can be is to see how well they can adapt to uncomfortable situations. Online interviews can be awkward, but they can also be a way to see how someone deals with situations they may not be comfortable with. If one can deal with a more uncomfortable form of interaction, then it is likely that they will be able to deal with difficult situations while on the phone or face-to-face. How do you deliver a personal experience? 62% of consumers say a brand will lose their loyalty if it fails to deliver a personalized experience. That is up from 45% in 2021. Sales assessment tools are a fantastic way to learn about what a person can do for you, as well as how they might build rapport with potential customers and clients. Using role plays and pitching exercises is a safe way to see how someone adapts their approach. Not all products and services lend themselves to sticking rigidly to an exact script, and clients can sense when they're talking to a robot. For some, being made to stick too tightly to a script can stifle their curiosity, leading them to stop learning about the product. A good measure of skill in situations like these is to ask your reps questions you know they won't have the answer to. How do they handle it? Do they bluff and make stuff up just to close the sale? Or are they confident enough to say they don't know and the will have to get back to you on that? How do you ensure you're making good hires that will accelerate sales? Only 31% of sales managers had strong confidence in their sales team's ability to meet key business objectives. Ultimately, the people you hire are going to be judged on their sales, so you need to be sure that the people you hire have all the necessary attributes to do what you need them to do. On a basic level, if one is confident in their product knowledge, they will be able to get through more calls and meetings than someone who isn't. Put someone on hold for too long, and they'll get frustrated and decide to go elsewhere. Spend an entire meeting saying, "I'll have to get back to you on that," and the same thing will happen. Equally, it will be about the way they are able to adapt the knowledge they have to make more sales. The way they pitch a video game console to an experienced gamer will be different to the way they talk to a parent who is buying one for the first time for a novice gamer. It is also important they are able to strike the right tone. People do not like feeling patronized or feeling like they're being pushed into something. Selling skills are the number one area of focus for 38% of sales managers when coaching their reps. Today, more and more companies are looking at new and innovative ways to find new talent. This includes posting on sites Indeed and Glassdoor, but also by making connections through social media, e.g. LinkedIn. Having used these avenues to find suitable candidates, you'll need to start using the sales assessments as early as possible in the process to see if they're going to be a good fit for your company and its culture. In summation, sales assessments are not just a great tool to collect data on potential candidates, but also a way to choose between close potential candidates. They're also a great way to continue assessing team members on their skills to improve your sales in the long term. Selling is a challenging business, and it is important your people are prepared for it. Use the tips and tricks outlined in this white paper to give yourself the best chance in hiring professionals who will enrich your team.